My eldest daughter is in Canberra, now in lockdown. They now have a two-week lockdown. She lives in an apartment building with a flatmate. They share an apartment, two of them, two girls who live and work in Canberra. It's quite small. And the concern that she has is that in that building in Canberra, because it is in the area of the ACT where COVID has been most prevalent, is that her building might get locked down. Now, that would be not her having COVID, but living in and I think the building's like 14, 15, 16 stories high. So a lot of people living there with some shared facilities, such as lifts, of course, rubbish bin areas. What do you do if you're in one of those buildings? Karen Stiles is the executive officer of the Owners Corporation Network. That's used to be the body corporate, and she's on the line. Thanks for your time.
Hi, Steve.
I guess that's an issue for millions of Australians.
Yeah, we've got something like 1.3 million people in New South Wales, at least, living in strata, and a couple of million across the country. And it's a very definite concern for all of them.
So what's been the biggest issue? I mean, how do you COVID-proof areas that are common? I mean, it's pretty tough. I mean, I know when I go into radio or TV stations in a lift, we're still limiting it to two people to a lift and masks only. But is it possible to have a blanket ruling across all of those apartment buildings on how they should operate?
That would be via the public health orders, and at the moment there's nothing. Well, they've mandated face masks in indoor common areas, which is the lifts and the hallways and the car parks, etc. But that's the extent of the restrictions on strata.
That doesn't seem adequate to me.
Well, committees are trying desperately to protect their communities. And as you say, they can be quite large communities. But they have no authority without the public health order.
So if my daughter wakes up today and there are people outside the building saying you can't leave because this is now a COVID site, they're wearing protective gear and in the process of shutting down the building, she's got no way of saying, look, I've tested negative to COVID. I had a test within the last 72 hours. There's no COVID in my apartment. I want to go and reside somewhere else. She can't, right?
We have no idea. We have been talking with New South Wales Health and the COVID communications team, and we've asked for some very simple guidance. What happens when somebody's tested positive in a building? Walk us through the steps so people aren't frightened and you know, taken off guard, and we've had nothing.
So we have rules and regulations that quickly kicked in around things like cruise ships, which now no longer come here, but we had the old Ruby Princess. But what we're really dealing with is a similar but vertical version of a cruise ship when you've got an apartment building, aren't we?
Well, that's right, particularly the newer ones where you've got the recirculating air. It's a real issue, and OCN has been advocating since March 2020 for oversight and consideration of these very unique housing circumstances that pose a transmissible threat and that are housing millions of people.
So you've got, I mean, we talked about lifts there, but you've got lobbies, you've got, in many of the more modern apartment buildings, you've got swimming, indoor pools, you've got gyms, you've even got in some of them, don't you? Shared library facilities. You've got, you know, rooftop barbecue areas where people can gather and cook food and look at the view. And yet there's no rules and regulations that cover any of those. Why do you think New South Wales Health's not interested?
They simply see residential as residential, and they can't distinguish between a standalone house on a block of land and, you know, a 43-storey building with hundreds of people living in it. It's very difficult.
I lived in King's Cross for about 18 months, and I know that Elan building very well. It's got 280 apartments, 500 people. One resident contacted the virus, the whole place went into lockdown.
Yes, that's right. It was very brief, and the news was overtaken by, you know, greater COVID events. But that was a pretty serious event for those people. If you're not stocked up and ready, and we're all being told not to do that, then it's incredibly stressful. And nobody knows what's going to happen because we're not being told what the process is from New South Wales Health. That would ease anxiety enormously.
Of course it does. And even the location of our central radio station where we broadcast from is in the One World Tower in Chinatown. There's how many apartment buildings are in that complex?
Oh my gosh. Yes, because you've got residential, commercial, and I think service departments in there.
Yeah,
so it's a very busy place.
I mean, 1,500 residents, we're told, live in this one building where this radio station emanates from. You get one case in there, what's going to happen? You're going to shut the whole place down.
Mm. And how do you manage that? You know, who's there to manage that? We've got volunteer committees trying to protect their communities with absolutely no support from the government.
It just seems that that is a massive hole in their COVID battle, I would have thought. And you don't seem to get any momentum out of them at all.
Well, we've been writing to ministers and the Premier since March 2020. That's a year and a half now. And we've managed to get one thing, which is mandated masks in indoor common property. Lots more needs to be done. There need to be support for emergency plans. But committees have no idea what to do if somebody is identified as a positive case. What do they do in their building, which could be, you know, 40 stories high?
It's unbelievable. Thank you for alerting us to that, Karen. We'll talk to the state government, see if we can get some answers. Good on you.
Thanks.
Karen Stiles, Executive Officer, Owners Corporation Network. Imagine if you live in one of those massive towers where you've got, you know, 40, 50 stories. As I said, the One World Tower in the middle of Chinatown, where Southern Cross Austereo is based. They've got 1,500 people live there. So are they saying if one person gets COVID, they shut down the whole complex or lock everybody in there? I mean, we saw last year in the Housing Commission apartments in Melbourne where they shut down four or five or six buildings. They actually stationed police outside the entrance, wouldn't let anyone in or anyone out. Can you imagine that happening in a complex in the middle of Sydney or in a building like the Elan building that I just mentioned in King's Cross where the apartments, you know, they sell for a minimum of $3 or $4 million each? You're going to tell all of those people, nope, we've got police out the front, you're not coming out? Can you imagine what that would do? Doesn't seem that anyone's thought about that. If you got talk about super spreading events, those buildings are a classic case of where you could super spread COVID. More of your calls and feedback. A news update next.